friend, did you have a chance to spring forward before bed last night? Yeah, losing an hour of sleep this weekend. Welcome to Sunday Worship here on this, 14th day of March 2021. This is, of course, Sunday Worship, and I am Joey Kroll. I have the great privilege of being your host each and every program. And this program, Sunday Worship, well, my heart is that our hearts and minds will be prepared on Him, Christ Jesus. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So as you grab yourself an extra cup of coffee, since we lost that hour of sleep, let's start things off with a hymn you might remember, Before the Throne of God Above. You're listening to Sunday Worship. Listening to Sunday Worship. Friend, I hope you're having a blessed weekend. I am Joey Kroll. And Johnny Erickson Tata said one time, I love thinking and reading about heaven. Now, if you know anything about Johnny Erickson Tata, she was paralyzed from the neck down in a diving accident in 1967. And to everyone's amazement, she became an accomplished painter. Yeah, creating beautiful pictures with a paintbrush between her teeth. It's amazing. It really is. And she said one time, you know, I've never succeeded in painting a picture of heaven. People have asked me why, and I haven't come up with a good answer except to say that heaven defies the blank canvas of the artist. The beauty of Earth's most sublime spots is only a dim reflection, a preliminary rendering of the glory that will one day be revealed. Wow. You know, friends, staying hopeful about our heavenly home can help us endure those darkest days here on earth. It was Max Lucado who once said, we may speak about a place where there are no tears, no death, no fear, no night, but those are just the benefits of heaven. The beauty of heaven is seeing God. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
For me and pulled me from the rain. darkness falls. His strength will help me scale these walls. I'll see the dawn of the rising sun. The Lord is my salvation.
An honor to be the soundtrack to your Sunday. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll. And have you ever studied a very difficult subject? Maybe it's algebra or economics or, you know, science or whatnot. And just sometimes it can just boggle your mind, I'll tell you. But But what about theology, which is the study of God? Though only three letters, G-O-D, no other subject overwhelms our mind more. Because listen, friend, God is infinite in every way, and all his attributes are eternal. His existence is unending. His holiness is undying. His qualities, non-contradicting. The study of God, dear friend, is full of mystery and paradox, but never illogical. And while we can't fully understand all there is to know about God, friend, we can always strive to know him better. And the more we learn of him, the greater our devotion is to him. An increasing knowledge of him, friend, leads to growing worship, praise, hope, and joy. Friend, we may not fully understand all there is to know about God, but friend, let us strive to know him.
I'm hurting, broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin. Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. To the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus is it?
Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus
listening to Sunday worship today in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Always a great reminder. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
Love you, Lord.
On your You so.